Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. It is not Friday, but it is Sunday. And today is going to be a special episode. And the reason why it's going to be a special episode, I think this weekend is a very important weekend. Not only is it Memorial Day weekend and we're recognizing our fallen veterans and their families that supported them in fighting for our country and giving us the freedom that we have and living in this great nation, as I'm proud to be an American born in America. It's also the day of Pentecost. And as I was in church today, the Spirit just really moved. And I just feel like there's words of encouragement for other believers. I know we have many people who went to church today and got great message for our sermon, but for me, I feel like I had to break it down even more to help people realize that there's something that needs to be said about what God is doing in his people. And so today, I just want to share some personal thoughts with you. As I was at church myself and had just an enlightening experience that I was awakened in what God is doing and what it takes in order to reach the promised land that God has promised each one of us. So that's today what the topic will be about. So this is a special episode, and it's celebrating the Day of Pentecost. Now, the Day of Pentecost is the 40 days after Jesus Christ had ascended into heaven, and that the Holy Spirit came down as God said in his word to his children, to his disciples, stay here and wait until the Comforter comes. And the Comforter was the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to go into theology or the whole biblical and religious understanding about that day, but really I want to make it as practical as possible. And what I want to share today is, what do you do when God is giving you a promise and God has told you to do an assignment and you continue to get roadblocks? You continue to have obstacles come your way and reaching what God had promised us. And I know for me, for the last couple of months, even though God has been blessing me in so many ways, but yet the deeper yearning that I have as what God has promised me and what God has told me to do, it's just the story that continues to encourage me is like the children of Israel as they were about to receive the promised land. And that's today what I want to talk about as we think about the Day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the one that reminds us of God's promises, the one that encourages us through the good and the bad, the one that is our gift from God to remind us that he would never leave us or forsake us. And today while I was at church, I did not realize the day that I would have today in worship. And it was just, wow, I don't even know where to begin. I'm flabbergasted. I was so fired up. I had to get some ice cream to cool me down. I tried to go to the beach, but the beach is packed. So I just came along into the ice cream store and got me some ice cream, and hopefully that will help calm me down because my spirit literally is on fire for what God did today and what God promised in his word, what he will continue to do. So I just want to share that with you all today as I'm just sharing from my personal experience. I'm not giving a sermon or a sermonette or going to the theological understanding of Day of Pentecost and what we do as believers. I just want to make it as simple as possible. I want this message to not only be for Christians or people who go to church every Sunday. I want this to be a message for anyone who is seeking truth, anyone who is realizing that there's more to life than what they continue to see or what they continue to have in their lives. And I think, you know, as a life and business coach, author, and speaker, and my professional background is that I used to be a nurse and a health educator, and I did seminary for 2.5 years. In seminary, I was doing a double major in my master's level in graduate work and pastoral counseling and theological studies. And what I came to realize in the journeys that I've had in life as being a child of God all my life and have grown up in the church and have believed God for his word and promises, but one thing I'm starting to realize that as more God calls us to be intimate with him, as the more God reminds us of who we are and what he has given each one of us to do, each of us have a purpose. And as I share my message, this could also relate to any area of your life, not just your spiritual life. Because what I truly believe that every one of us has a purpose in this life. That purpose may be in the business world. That purpose may be in ministry. That purpose may be in the marketplace or in corporate America. That purpose may be in education, in healthcare, whatever other sectors that you are practicing, that God has a purpose and a plan for you wherever you are. And so as I was in church today, I was just worshiping the Lord, and something just kept mercing up in my spirit. And it was so interestingly, as God was working on me in the spirit and really getting the Holy Spirit fired up in me, my sister in Christ was across from me, across the aisle, and she was also being riled up in the spirit. And it was just amazing move of God, how he just let the Holy Spirit consume us and take over us, and we're just able to worship him and actually go to the throne. I truly believe when you are worshiping God, he says worship him in spirit and truth. And also when you worship him in spirit and truth, you never know what can happen. You never know how you can encounter him, how his spirit will manifest. And what I got from it after that experience, ever God has promised us, whatever God has told us to do, whatever mission God has given us, you have to fight with all that is in you. And as the children of Israel in the Bible, when they were about to get to the promise, they were so close. And some of the Israelites were, I'm not sure, you know, if we can really conquer this land that God had promised us. So let's go send out the spies. And so they sent out spies in order to check out the land, and their enemies were there. And so there was a group of them that went, and there was a few that said, yes, we can do it because God promised it, and God said it is our land, and it's ours to conquer. And then the others, the rest of them said, no, we can't do it because our enemies are there. They're bigger than us. They're stronger than us. And what this has such a powerful meaning that I will break down in just a minute. And so the Israelites, because they listened to the majority instead of the minority, they did not get the promised land. And because lack of faith, they had to walk around the wilderness for 40 years. And the irony in this story is that they were just so close to the promised land because of lack of faith, because they did not believe that God would stand on his promises. They spent 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years of not enjoying the fruit of their labor, not enjoying the promises that God had given their forefathers. Because he told Abraham that you will be many nations. And then he told Moses, I will give you a land flowing with milk and honey. But because all of them lacked faith, because they listened to the majority instead of the minority, they did not enter the promised land until later on. And what I share this story is, even for me, as God gave me a promise, he said, I've called you to be a leader. I've called you to impact the world through politics. I've called you to impact the world through legislation and to really be an advocate in your community and an advocate wherever you go. But yet there are challenges that come our way. Whether it's the big people, whoever they are, that are sending roadblocks, are preventing us from getting into that place, into that space. But what God reminded me today when he had the Holy Spirit really take over today, he said, I have led you. I have chosen you and calling you by name, sirs in Christ. They came and reminded me that God said, many are called, but few are chosen. And they also reminded me that just as they spoke of Jesus, they said he was demon-possessed. They said he was a thief. They said that he came to overthrow nation. He came to overthrow Israel and the government, but yet that was not so. There were many lies and slanders put upon him. And as I was worshiping today and as I was listening to a great sermon today, God made me fall on Psalm 140. And in Psalm 140, he reminded me that as David was crying out to the Lord, excuse me, I got to eat my ice cream before it melts. As David was crying out to the Lord said that I will deliver you. And David kept crying out because he said, Lord, when will you deliver me from my enemies? When will you deliver me from those who slander and speak lies? And the Lord said, in due time and due season. So today I want to encourage you, whatever you're going through, whatever you are, whatever God has promised you, stand in the word of God, because God is not a man that he should lie, and his word not shall come back void. And I truly believe that there is something going on in the spiritual realm that God's people truly need to tap into, because it's in the spiritual realm that we will find the truth. It's in the spiritual realm that we will find strength. It's in the spiritual realm that we will find wisdom, knowing how to be strategic, not only reaching our promised land, but overcoming our enemies, overcoming our foes and our frenemies. And so today I say an encouragement that whatever God has told you to do, keep that in your mind and keep moving forward. Because when you move forward, it's the enemy that tries to block us. It's the devil. He's the father of lies. He's the enemy of God's people. But it's God's people that has more power and authority, because God said in his word that I have given you life and life more abundantly, that I have given you the spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead. So that same spirit lives in you. So whatever is dead, we have the power to speak life into it. Whatever is blocking us from reaching God's blessing, we have the ability with faith to move mountains. And I am just so angry in my spirit, not in an angry in a bad way, but I'm enraged because God's people have faced too much. He said that when we are violently overcome, we violently take it by force. And it's by force that we have to order in the spirit. And I'm not saying by force to be physically warring, I'm saying in the spirit. It's in the spirit that we can truly cast down everything that holds us, everything that bounds us, everything that is preventing us from getting to God's promise. God's in his word. We can speak to those things, and whatever is loose in heaven will be loose on earth, but we have to speak it out. And so today I'm just saying, you know what? Whatever it is, keep moving forward. Don't let anything stop you. Because remember, the devil is who's against you. Remember, it's the devil that is the one that is the father of lies. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But if God's people continue to move forward and God's people continue to remember what his promises are, what he said we shall do, then we shall do it. Oh, my God, I really want to encourage people, because even today while I was at church and after the Holy Spirit came upon us, the Lord kept telling me there's many people that need to be awakened in the spirit. There's many people that need to realize that God is doing a mighty work. There's many people that need to remember what God's promises were. And I know for me, my promise is that God said he shall take me to a place that I've never been to before. He's going to take me on a journey that is not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord, I'm able to do all these things. It's not because that I seek to do it for myself. It's because I seek to do what God has called me to do. I'm trying to be obedient unto the word of the Lord and what he has asked me to do. And I challenge you, are you obedient to what promise and what mission God has told you to do, no matter what comes your way? God said that if he says something, it shall be done. He said he sent the angels before. But remember in the book of Daniel, at the last chapter, it said that as Daniel was praying, God already had answered his prayers before he finished praying. But it was the king of Persia. It was the spirit of darkness that held back the answer to his prayer for 21 days. But yet if Daniel was not persistent in his prayer, would he truly have received and stayed steadfast in receiving the truth and the promise of God? I wonder how many days it's going to take you to be faithful to what God has called you to do. It may take days, it may take weeks, it may take months, it may take years. But I know God said, if he said it, it's already said and done. Because God is not a man that he should lie. And I continue to say the verses over and again because I want you to get them through in your spirit to know that God said his people shall do great and mighty works. And those great and mighty works will come in different forms or facets. God has given us that spirit. Why do we continue to labor and we don't labor in vain? Why do we continue to worry and think that God will not come through because it hasn't come yet? God will not come through because I don't see it happening in our time. Oh, I'm just sorry, my ice cream is really melting all over the kitchen floor. I just want us to know that it is God that works in us. It's God that moves, and God is still in control. And sometimes it feels like the enemy's in control. Sometimes it feels like what we have done for God is in vain. I've been through many things to be called a child of God. I've been beaten. I've been lied on. I've been slandered. I've been kicked out of places because I served God with my spirit. I trust and believe God with all that is in me. Some people have talked about me. Some people have ostracized me. Some people have rejected me. Some people have put me aside. But today, one of my sisters in Christ reminded me they did the same as Jesus. So who are we to think that if we're not truly God's children, that we will not go through what he has been through? And I just say we have to be encouraged. Because God said our reward is not here on earth, but it's in heaven. So I know all that I'm going through, if it's truly for God and it's God that I serve, just like the disciples in the first generation of Christians, they've been through a lot. Some of them even gave their lives and their blood was shed because they served God. And sometimes I wonder, do we as Americans who live in America, the land of freedom and opportunities, but yet we call ourselves Christians, do we have that same faith as people all across the world who don't have the luxury that we have, who don't have the ability to live in a land of freedom? There are many people who are still serving God despite it cost their lives. There are many people who are not going to recant their faith because they may get shot or their heads may be chopped off or whatever it's going through. Do we not realize that in America, God's people are also being persecuted, but our persecution is in a different way? It may not be to the extreme, but God's people are being persecuted. And but yet God's people still have to press through. God's people have to know that it's through persecution that we will find the truth of God. It's through persecution that we will realize that God is still in control. It's through persecution that we will draw closer to God. Because when we draw closer to God, he said when we are weak, we are strong. Because it's not by our ability that we are doing this thing. It's by God's ability that we live and have our being. And so I just want to say today, whatever it is that God has told you to do, whatever the price is, it's a high calling, but it's a worthy calling. It's a worthy calling because God found you to be fit. And even today, as the Spirit had fallen upon me, and I kept crying, I said, God, this cross is too hard to bear. I said, God, this cross is too much for little old me. But then he continued reminding me with the encouragement of my brothers and sisters in Christ. That's why it's so important to be in fellowship with true believers of Christ. Because when the Spirit comes and the Spirit shows itself, it will show you who's for you and who against you. It will show you who truly is a child of God and who's not. And that's why we have to have the spirit of discernment. That's why we have to call upon God and ask God to order our steps. Because his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And I continue to say, God, please help me wherever I go, whatever I do, let it be of you. And anything that I do is not of you, Father. I ask you to help me to do what's right. And I say, God, close whatever door need to be closed and open whatever door need to be opened. But I know that God said, this is the way you shall go because this is not of me. This is not what I want to do. I think what scares me the most is that I know I can't do it in my own ability. I know that it's not something that I could say Fayola Delica has done it by herself or Fayola, yes, you can do it. No, I realize that it's going to take God and everything that's in me to surrender to him and let him know that he is the one that's going to make this possible. He is the one that's going to take me through the valleys of shadow of death, and I shall fear no evil. He's the one that's going to take me to the mountaintop of the promised land that he has given me. I truly believe that there are many prophecies coming to pass, but yet before those prophecies come, God's people got to be ready for the fight. One of my sisters in Christ on Facebook, she said, girl, you better get some rest for this fight ahead. I said, sister, I've been a warrior of God all my life. But yet it's something when you really know that God is showing you what is to come, when we got to gird ourselves with truth, because God said it is in the truth of God's word that we will be able to live on this earth, because this is not our home. That's why sometimes you may feel like you're left out. That's why sometimes you may feel like you don't fit in. Or sometimes that's why you get so easily frustrated, because you say, God, I don't feel comfortable. God, I don't feel like I'm at home. I can never find a place to be at peace. He said, my child, it's my peace that I give you. Not that the world gives you, but that I give you. It's an inner peace that no one can take away, because we are not of this world. We are first spirit beings before we became flesh. So it's in the spirit that we can really tap into the word of God. It's in the spirit that we can understand who God is. It's in the spirit world that we can call God's spirit to help us and to move in our lives to be able to do what he has called us to do. I never want to say, God, I couldn't do it because it was in my abilities that I couldn't do it. I never want to say, God, I'm sorry when I go to heaven because I was scared, because I didn't want people to talk about me, because I didn't want to lose family or friends. When I come to realize that even Jesus said, when his mom was coming looking for him, he said, who is my mother? He said, I'm about my father's business. And whoever does my father's business, that's my family. And that's the same thing that I say to myself every day. I don't care who's for me or who's against me, but when I know God is for me, it doesn't matter who's against me. It doesn't matter if I got to leave family and friends behind in order to go where God is calling me, because I'd rather serve God and please God than please man, because man will love you one day and hate you the next. But God's word is unchanging. God's love is unconditional. And he said that when he goes with us, he will never leave us or forsake us. And I have to be reminded today, because I say, God, if this is really the life you call me to live, you're going to have to help me to do it. And he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. He said, I've always called you. He said, you are my beloved. He said, I formed you in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. He said that you are able to do it, because just like all the other characters in the Bible, they didn't think they were worthy. Moses stuttered. David was the last one in his family, and they thought he was a little grunt, that he wouldn't be able to do what he needed to do. Abraham was called out of his family, paganism. There were so many other people who were unable to do what God had called them to do, but it was when God went with them, they were able to do all those things. And so I encourage you today, whatever God has told you to do, be encouraged, because God is with you. Let it be known that you serve God, and you're going to serve God no matter what comes your way. Let it be known whatever God has called you to do, you are going to continue to do it despite what happens, because your reward is in heaven. The God that you serve is mightier than any system, is mightier than any corporation, is mightier than any political party, is mightier than any other thing that would come against you, because God is the creator of heaven and earth. And today when we are worshiping in church, all those songs were just encouraging me to let me know that God is girding us up right now for the season that is to come. Because before you can get anything that is of good reward and of good value, you got to show that you're worthy for it. And sometimes that worthy may come in challenges. Sometimes that worthy may come in faith. Sometimes that worthy may come, do you really trust God that he's going to give it to you? And I've been through too many battles in life to not realize that God is going to not see me through. I know he will see me through because he's done it before. And just as the children in Israel, they have to remember that when they crossed the Red Sea, it was God's spirit that made that possible through Moses. And so when they were getting into the promised land, they should have remembered their Bethel. When they left those 12 stones by the river to remind themselves of what God had done and the mightiness of, sometimes we forget because we are human. And I say, God, please forgive me for what you've already done in my life. Because sometimes I get worried and I forget what you've already done. And I know you can do even more. You could do it again. But sometimes we have to remind ourselves, encourage ourselves that God said he is going to do even bigger things than he's done in our past. And so I challenge you, how much do you trust and believe that God will do it? How much do you really believe that God said he is going to do bigger things? He said your latter days are greater than your former days. Just like Job, he had to lose everything he had in order to get what God was going to give him, double portion. And I tell you today, if it took everything that you had to go through to get to where you are today, and you know you love God, and you know you serve God, and you surrendered your life to him, I want you to not give up. I want you to keep going and fighting. Because it's not even about you, it's God using you. We should even be worthy to be used by God because we are sinners in thy sight. We are dust of the earth. We are crimson. But the blood of Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, washed as white as snow. His only begotten son said, I'm going to leave all I have to come on earth to show my children how much I love them because we're co-heirs with Jesus Christ. We are co-heirs with Jesus Christ. So all that Jesus Christ had to go through in order to ascend back into heaven, which way he came from, that's the same thing that's going to happen to us because we ascended from heaven, because we are spirit first. It was God that breathed life into us in order for us to become human and to be a flesh. So I just want to say, curve yourself up for the journey that is ahead. I want to encourage you to let you know that this too shall pass. And you shall come on the other side because God has done it before. And he gave me this word to tell you today, I'm not preaching, but I'm just sharing my testimony to let you know that God is going to take you all the way. You may have to cross over some surface. You may have to cross over the darkness of life. You may have to battle some dark spirits. You may even have to battle people. When you battle people, remember, it's not flesh and blood we fight. It's principalities. And the devil can use anybody. And sometimes he will use the closest. Those that are closest to us, those that know us the most, or those that know us the best, he will use them as our weakness. But I say today, if you got to do it all by yourself, and all you got is God on your side, it's worth it than anything on earth. It's so worth it because it's God that brought you here. It's God that gave you the purpose. God knew what you were going to go through. He knew before the foundation of the earth. He knows the end from the beginning because he's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Nothing is a surprise to him. He said he is the lily in the valley. He's the bright and morning star. He's Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, the lily in the valley, the bright and morning star. Are we going to stand on those promises and remember what God's word is? Are we going to stand on promises that he said he's the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? He's Yahweh. He's Elohim. He's not. Oh, my goodness. I am just. Jesus, Lord, I just tell you all today, please do not give up on your fight. Don't give on the journey of life. Do not give up because there's people watching you. And if you give up, you've given them the permission to give up as well. But when you continue fighting, you give people the permission to say, I press forward to the higher calling. I press past all the things that will come up against me because it shows how strong you are, not in your own strength, but in God's strength. It shows how you truly trust God and you believe him to do what he said he will do. And I know I got to do it because it's not even about me. Because I can remember all the people that showed me what it is to fight God's battle. What it is to fight in God's name. There was some high price to pay. Some of them, it cost them their life. Some of them, it cost them their family. And some of them, it cost them all the earthly possessions that they had. But yet, I bet you they said it was worth it. Because now they know they're worshiping God in heaven. And I'm not going to hell because I didn't serve God or I didn't trust God. Or didn't do what he asked me to do. Oh, I was fear of man. Because he said, you will be punished for being fear of man when God has told you to go. That's why the children of Israel were being punished, I believe, for those 40 years walking in the wilderness. because they trusted in the word of man and not in the word of God. God had told him, this is your promised land, flowing with milk and honey. And not only that, he had showed Moses. He took Moses to the mountaintop and showed Moses what was to come. And yet they still did not believe after all the miracles, signs, and wonders that God has done. But then God also reminded me that it's not the miracles of God that will take us through those journeys. It's the trust and believe in God that will take us through the journey. So I believe all those prophecies that are coming to pass, is telling God and telling his people, all my prophets that had came before you, the word was not in vain. All the words of my prophets that came before you, they were not lies. The appointed time is about to come. But yet before it comes, there is a battle. Are you willing to be a soldier in God's army? Are you willing to war for God on his behalf? And I'm not saying physically war. I'm saying spiritually want to live out the life that God has called you to live. Because it was God that helped all the Israelites in the Old Testament to overcome their enemies. When David prayed unto his father, God, and he said, shall I go in battle? Is this battle mine? And the Lord said, yes, and he was able to win. And even there was another biblical character. There were so many soldiers about to fight in God's name. And God said, I don't need all these people. Then he kept dropping the number down, and smaller and smaller that army became. But yet the ones that God had called, not all of them were chosen. It was a chosen few that went on and fought that battle, and they were able to win. And each time in the Bible that people did not trust God and his word, they had to pay the repercussions. I know the first chapter of my life, the first half of my life, up until now, I should say, there were times that I did not trust God. There were times that I did not believe in God, times that I didn't have enough faith in God. But yet, I had to pay the price. But I promised myself this time around, whatever God has told me to do, wherever God has told me to go, wherever God has told me to stay, I will do it in his name. Because I will no longer allow the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy. Everything that has my name written on it, I'm fighting for my blessing. I'm fighting for my territory. We all have a divine authority. Are you walking in your boldness today? Are you walking in that authority? If you are not being bold in Christ's name, if you are not walking in authority, then I want to tell you today, trust God. Trust and believe, and I'm even speaking to myself for the journey that comes after this month. Him to know that he will make a way out of no way. Believe in him, because we have many people that have done so, and we see their testimony. But yet, lastly, as I was in church, after the Spirit had fallen in our church today, it was a testimony when the Spirit came. Because God said, before you go, I will give you the Holy Spirit. I will give you the Comforter, and that will be your sign when it's time to go. I believe I received the Holy Spirit once again. I believe I received that sign today that tells me to go. What God has already said is my territory. What God has already said is the promised land, and I'm not backing down. I'm not giving up, but I'm going to fight with all that is in me to get to the other side. I'm going to fight with all that is in me to do God's will. I'm going to fight with all that is in me to help others to realize God is waiting on you. He's not waiting on us. Because when Jesus Christ was on the cross, he said it is finished. And he said the enemy has been defeated, and he's crushed the enemy's head. So if anything holds you back, don't blame God. And sometimes don't even blame the enemy, but blame yourself. And I'm not going to even go down that road of blaming myself or blaming the enemy, because I'm fighting with all that is in me to do what God's will is. So I encourage you all today, as today is the day of Pentecost, let the Holy Spirit fall on you and lead you where you should go. And also, as we remember the fallen soldiers, as this Memorial Day is on Monday, this is Memorial Day weekend. It's good to have, but know that you're having fun at the price and the cost of other people's lives that was shed on this country and many places around the world for us to live in this great nation, the greatest nation I truly believe that has come. But yet, value it and don't take it for granted that you live in America. Whether you come here, you've moved here from another country, or whether you're born here. But I know for me, this is my promised land. God made me born in America for a reason. And I'm living the American dream, and I'm going to appreciate the value of living in this great nation. And I thank him every day, because we could have been born any other place. But yet, to be here and to be able to speak our spirit of God wherever we go, and not be persecuted for it. I encourage you all today, brothers and sisters in Christ, don't let it be in vain that Jesus Christ died on the cross. Don't let it be in vain that all that he suffered for you. Not for anybody else, even if there was a billion people in the world, for all the people that were in the beginning until the end, he did it just. Don't let it be in vain. Oh, I worship the Lord with all that is in me, and I thank God for this day. Now I'm going to finish this melted ice cream and enjoy the rest of my Sunday. You all be blessed and realize today is a beautiful day, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through. My name is Sayo Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Nope, it's not Friday, but it's Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. Stay tuned as we will have some more exciting shows coming up this week. Take care. Bye-bye.